Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time it may be where you are. How are you? This is Kim Mazel, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. This is Series 1, Episode 7, Part 1, and we're still on beginnings, new beginnings. We're still in the COVID-19 lockdown, quarantine era, time. We're in the month of July. So it's getting quite warm, summertime. Lots of people are trying to do summer things and get back to some normality or the new normal, whatever that may be. And that may be visiting friends at the moment now that we can go into small groups. There's a bit more relaxation and like gathering and going to places because a lot of people have been on lockdown the past 5 months, and just for mental health reasons and for getting the economies back up worldwide, governments are letting people gather and a bit of shopping, a bit of, you know, outside al fresco dining, as we call it here in Europe, darling. So a bit of that. And I myself went out on the weekend. It was fantastic. I really, really needed it. The social distancing was in place. I had my mask and all of that. But of course, I took it off to have my tapas and to have my cocktail. Oh my gosh. Had a pina colada. It was nice. Really, really nice. And talking with friends and sort of brainstorming for work and things, because a lot of us have found ourselves, because of no fault of our own, our industries have been shut down. The music industry has been shut down. Festivals and club dates and all those things are not happening. They're trying to do live streaming and interact that way and drive-in concerts. But there was one set here for the UK that was canceled. I don't really know the reason, but that had happened. So so I just want to encourage people that as we're reiterating this new beginning, this new look on all of us, we've got to really look after our mental health a lot. Just trying to, and that is essential. You know, because we don't want people coming out of this lockdown all crazy, child. You'd be looking at people going like, girl, what happened to you? okay, it's not funny, but you know what I mean. So, you know, check yourself and, you know, stay in touch with people, because some people have become really reclusive. I was speaking with a friend of mine, and her partner has really gone inside himself or whatever, and withdrawn, and really like these past 4 months has stayed like in the news, whether the fake news or the propaganda news or the regular news, which is mixed up with all of it if you ask me. But he's just really been filling himself with all this. So he's really traumatized. He won't let anyone near him, even barely her. She said he's kind of staying in his room and not like even going in the back garden. And this is 4 months. So that's not been healthy. So some people are having a funny trigger on their mind. So I just want to continue to encourage you to, you know, call friends, get together now since we're having, you know, relaxed things, celebrate birthdays with your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, you know, get little small groups together of their friends, go to the park, do these kind of things. Yes, darling. And one of the other things that I was speaking about on the last episode as well was networking. And it's really important now. We've got all of these different platforms, from Zoom to I don't even know all the names of them, to WhatsApp or however you have to hook up, LinkedIn, and just really get together and DM each other and try to create new types of jobs, because a lot of the job market right now is on hold. There are government grants going out. I think they're going to start again in August or September, but now is the time to go online and try to fill out some applications to help, you know, help your self-employed businesses, because a lot of people in my age bracket, we've been self-employed for quite a long time. We run our own businesses. But young hearts, stay tuned, part 2. Hi, this is Kim Mazzell. You're listening to part two of series one, episode seven of Young Hearts Run Free. And I was just talking about that I finally got the opportunity to go out on the weekend and meet with some friends, do some networking at the same time, sit in the sun, get some mental health, mental health needed clearance in my mind, and just sort of brainstorm about different types of work ideas that we can do now. Because most of us, I was saying, in my age group and younger are self-employed or have been self-employed and running our businesses for quite a long time. I know I've run my business for, over 20 years, over that. So, you know, it's just been, it was really, really good to sit down and talk to people and come up with some different strategies about doing things and sort of working together. So this is a time of new beginnings, and it is a time for pooling our resources together and working together. I've always been the type of person that included people. And a lot of the people that I included always excluded me. But I, you know, I never let that bother me. I just kept doing me. You know, because to your own self be true, you can't turn away from what your nature is because someone you find out is, you know, dark or whatever, you know, acting some other kind of way. So I see them and look at them and just keep on going. So what I'm talking about is positivity. And we hooked up this weekend, quite a few people. Just some on the phone, because once we got together with friends in person, we're like, oh, let's just call, you know, so-and-so and see what she's doing. And someone had another idea. So we've got a plan to possibly this week, you know, get together and have a Zoom call or get together in person. As I said, we've got relaxed restrictions. So now we can kind of get together and start working on things. Because that energy, you know, that energy, you need that energy around your positivity and other energy. You can't get that from a Zoom meeting. I'm sorry, people. I'm just old school. That's all. So I really appreciate and respect you guys. Thanks for tuning in so much. I'm loving this, having the opportunity to talk to you. So some other things were going on. I had some friends who had scheduled some flights to go to various places, and some of the flights have been canceled because of certain airlines. So you may need to do some essential traveling really soon, which I know I need to. There's some essential things going on. And watch the airlines that you fly. Apparently, United, American, and British Airways are 100% or 95% running, you know, from America or to Canada or to, I think they're starting, British Airways is starting back to Africa the 2nd or the 3rd of August. So things are getting back together. It's just the other airlines that you may get cancellations on. I think my friend was trying to go on Iberian Airlines, and that was canceled going through to Chicago or to Canada, I think. So it was running through one of the American Airlines or something. But that's Iberia. If you get direct, like I said, through those other flights, you'll be fine. But be mindful. But things are moving. Things are moving. You still will have your 7-day quarantine or something like that. But even that's changing now. They, you know. So yeah, as we move into this new like normal thing, I want you to stay in touch with me and continue to support my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. And I thank you so much. I'm putting things together to do some things on live streaming platforms. You can visit my YouTube channel, or you can go to my Facebook page where I've done some like live singing, where I'm doing a demo series session, a lockdown session, where I record and kind of perform to some unreleased material, which has been really great. So stay encouraged. Be encouraged, baby. Let your young hearts run free, darling, darling. This is Kim Mazzell, and love you so much. God bless. Bye.